This program was first broadcast on Arrow FM, Wairarapa's only community access media station, and shared on Access Media with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Hello everyone, welcome to 92.7 Arrow FM, St. Teresa's Life Eyes. I'm Brandon.
Hello everyone, I'm Chris.
And we will be your MCs today. Well now, what do we do again?
Sleep I guess.
Okay sure.
Anyway, while he sleeps, I'll list all the things we do in Livewise. So there's going to be a weather report from Riley, Ariella and Elstie. And some stuff about sports and events upcoming or something.
Right, you're so bad at this. Let me do this.
Nah.
This time, we'll have a story from our amazing Zeke and Fletcher.
And there are some other stuff, but I kind of forgot.
Come on, Chris. Anyway, the other stuff was...
It was...
Yeah, I forgot.
I think you really need the sleep, Brandon.
Well, I guess just give the mic to the girls.
No, you do it.
Okay, fine. Let's just get into Live Eyes. Elsie, Riley, and Ariella, you're up.
Hello, and welcome to our 100% accurate weather report. I'm Elsie.
Really? Accurate? Okay then, I'm Riley.
And I'm Ariella. Let's get started.
Yeah, what about Auckland?
Okay, in Auckland, it is absolutely pouring down with rain.
Yep, and the second the rain hits the ground, it turns into mini sharks.
As the minutes go by, they slowly grow legs and chase everyone. It's starting to get out of control, because while people hide in their houses, the sharks eat into the walls and attack.
Whoa, I didn't know that. Let's move on. I'm starting to get the heebie-jeebies.
Let's do here in Featherston. It is so hot today.
I know, right? Isn't it like 50 degrees?
No, it's not that hot today.
Riley, we're not actually being serious.
Oh, right. Yeah, it is,
50 degrees.
Oh, yeah, 50 degrees.
People are basically swimming in their own sweat. Every shop that sells fans is completely sold out.
Okay, that's enough. It's making me really need a fan. What about Hamilton?
Sounds good. In Hamilton, there is a mysterious, magical wind howling.
For some unknown reason, the wind is strong enough to pick up anything.
But it's enchanted to only pick up innocent baby pigs and take them into a pig paradise in Hawaii.
Riley, what's wrong?
The baby pigs! They're my favourite animals! Excuse me, I need a minute alone. So cute!
Riley, keep it together. Okay, now for our weather predictions for the week.
So, for Monday, it's going to be very mixed weather all around the country. It's going to be heavy rain for the whole day, but the sun is going to make it very humid.
On Tuesday, there is going to be a big hurricane heading towards Wellington. We have heavy advice to everyone in or near Wellington to stay inside. Drop cover and hold, folks!
Ariella, that's for earthquakes. Anyways, on Wednesday, it's going to be sunny everywhere except for Christchurch, where there will be another hurricane.
For the rest of the week, it will be...
extremely cold!
Whoa, gosh, Riley, that scared me.
She's right, though. It will probably be snowing for the rest of the week. Well, that wraps up our weather report. Thank you for listening.
Back to you, MCs.
Wow, what a perfectly and totally accurate prediction from the weather forecast.
Yeah, sure, whatever.
Great job to the people who made that.
Well, what's next?
Wait, let me check.
It's upcoming events, duh.
No, it's not. Look at my schedule.
Bro, this is just your gaming stuff. Where's the Livewise thing?
I don't have that.
Oh, that's not surprising, really. How'd you even get chosen for being an MC?
That's a bit rude. I put a lot of time and effort into being an MC.
Like how? You just put your hand up?
Yep.
Yeah, same for me. Anyway, the next topic for Livewise is sports. Well, mostly this year's FIFA World Cup.
Okay, here's the mic, Willie.
Wait, don't throw it at him.
I would never do that. That was you.
When?
Just take the mic, Willie.
Hi, I'm Willie.
Hi, I'm Riley.
And I'm Fletcher.
And I'm Owen.
And I'm Princess.
Today we're going to be talking about the FIFA World Cup.
Yeah, so where should we start?
Maybe with Jude Bellingham's 2 goals in 2 minutes.
Bellingham was cooking.
Bellingham, hate him. He has 200 HP. I think it's a bot pod.
You mean in football box fights on Fortnite?
Yeah, I love football box fights.
He was probably one of my favourite players in the Football World Cup.
Yeah, Messi was my least favourite.
Yeah,
same.
Damn, that's cold, but yeah, I agree.
My bad.
I liked Haaland. He was him.
Haaland is like the most strong person ever and the most tough.
Haaland is kind of scary.
Haaland is tough.
Nah, he was cooked, but his hair was more than cooked.
I agree with Malachi. He is scary.
Like, imagine Haaland jumping over your head with a football. That would be scary.
I would run away.
I would 200 pump playing full boxing.
Nah, I would just stand there.
Loki, same.
Yeah, I would run away.
But you all gotta admit, Lamine Yamal was him.
He sucked. He did nothing for his team.
Nah, he was him.
He sells his team so much.
Guys, we're only talking about the players, not the actual World Cup.
I guess, but I knew Spain was gonna win.
Really? Did you?
Yeah.
Same.
Also, did you guys know that Mbappe scored 22 goals?
He did?
Nah, that's cap.
Yeah, he scored 10.
Mbappe, well, that's what Google said.
Guys, we aren't talking about the actual World Cup.
Yeah, we are. We're not talking about it a lot.
Yeah.
In 2046, New Zealand might host the World Cup.
Oh my gosh, that's so tough.
Let's talk about the scores instead.
Yeah.
What about the 6-4 game, England versus France?
Yeah, that was crazy. 10 goals in total was crazy.
I thought France was going to make a crazy comeback.
What about the 5-1 game with Belgium and New Zealand?
Oh yeah, Belgium cooked New Zealand so hard.
Yeah, that was so crazy.
Yeah, 5-1 is crazy.
Sadly, Poland wasn't in the World Cup.
We should hand the mic back to the MCs. Bye!
Yeah, that's a good idea. Bye!
Bye, have a great day.
Catch you later, alligator.
Don't forget your toilet paper.
Well, that was pretty cool.
Yeah, it was cool, I guess.
What do you mean, I guess?
Well, I already knew everything about the World Cup.
But they did a good job on the actual script.
Yeah, I guess.
Stop saying I guess, bro.
Sorry.
Anyway, what's next, Chris? Check your schedule real quick.
Yeah, sure.
Wait. No, don't.
Well, the next thing is the Grand Prix.
No, stop. Just don't talk for now.
Okay.
Next is upcoming events, and I am included in this too.
So let's get into the upcoming events.
Well, okay. Give her the mic.
Well, it's not my fault you threw it at like 100 kilometres an hour.
Thank you.
I'll just take yours.
Wait, no!
And give this to Elsie. There you go. Now it's upcoming events.
Hey, I'm back. It's me, Elsie.
Hi, I'm Kayla.
Chris, introduce yourself.
Oh, hello.
It's me, Chris.
And it's me, Brendan.
Hi, it's Emily.
Wait, what are we doing again?
We're doing upcoming events.
Oh, right. We have a chess tournament coming up, don't we?
Yep, it's on the 8th of September. I think we have 9 people going. I'm so excited.
I'm going too.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Yes, Emily and Elsie, yous are going to do great.
Well, hopefully, actually, yeah, we'll do good.
Oh, I'm so excited for hockey and Ripper Rugby.
Oh, well, I hope I'm going to do good because my dad has been teaching me some new techniques. Let's talk about Ripper Rugby.
Oh, yeah, the Ripper Rugby. So, the Ripper Rugby is coming up on the 26th of August.
It's going to be at Carrington Park in Carterton.
I'm going to be so good.
Yeah, I wouldn't be so sure.
I'm also very excited for the onesie day.
Same. What are you going to wear?
I don't know, but I'm very excited.
Hey, I'm pretty sure St. John's First Aid are coming to do a course with us. It'll be very helpful.
Oh my gosh, I go to St. John. This is going to be so cool.
Bragging much?
Oh shush, at least I'm not saying I'm going to be really good in the Ripper Rugby.
Okay, let's talk about the Kapa Haka Festival coming up.
I love Kapa Haka. Singing in front of an audience is so nerve-wracking, but fun.
It's so cool that our whole school is part of the Kapa Haka group, instead of just a small handful of people.
We're also very lucky to have our own special guitarist, Miss Lark.
Oh my goodness.
What?
Are you okay, Emily? We have a hockey tournament on the 15th of September.
Oh my gosh, that's so exciting.
Wait, all of us play hockey. We're going to be a great team.
I don't play hockey.
You played for a little bit last year, though, didn't you?
Well, that was 24, but also, let's not forget about Ariella.
Yeah, she plays hockey too. Wow, we would win all our games with this team.
Hopefully, we are all on the same team.
I guess we will also be good because of our experience on the hockey turf in Clareville. We play all of our games there.
I can't wait, but let's hand it over.
Well, that's all of our upcoming events. Back to you, MCs.
Well, I'm actually kind of excited for these upcoming events.
Yep, I think I did pretty well.
Don't steal all the credit for yourself, Benman.
I'm not.
Anyway, are you doing the chess tournament?
You were in upcoming events with me, bro.
No, I wasn't.
What do you mean?
I was dancing outside.
If you were outside, then who was inside?
Moving on.
No, don't change the subject. This is important.
According to my schedule, the next thing is...
I'm sorry to say, but your schedule is actually so...
Next is actually our DJ Riley. Let's see what song she has for us.
Chris, we don't have... Wait, you're actually right this time.
Yeah.
Okay, Riley, show us what you got.
Hey, it's me, Riley, and I'll be your DJ for today's show. My first song for today will be Can't Catch Me Now by Olivia Rodrigo. This absolute masterpiece was in the Hunger Games soundtrack and has completely taken over the charts, racking up over 500 million streams worldwide. We are totally obsessed with her stunning vocals and that epic build-up. Crank up the volume, because this one gives me absolute chills. Let's turn it up.
There's blood on the side of the mountain. It's riding all over the wall. Shadows of us are still dancing in every room and every hall. There's snow falling over the city. You thought that it would wash away the bitter taste of my fury and all of the messes you made. Yeah, you think that you got away, but I'm in the trees, I'm in the breeze, my footsteps on the ground. You'll see my face in every place, but you can't catch me now. Through waiting grass, the months will pass, you'll feel it all around. I'm here, I'm there, I'm everywhere, but you can't catch me now. No, you can't catch me now. But you thought I'd never do it. Thought it'd go over my head. I bet you figured I'd pass with the winter, be something easy to forget. Oh, you think I'm gone cause I left. But I'm in the trees, I'm in the breeze, my footsteps on the ground. You'll see my face in every place, but you can't catch me now. Through waiting grass, the months will pass, you'll feel it all around. I'm here, I'm there, I'm everywhere, but you can't catch me now. No, you can't catch me now. 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 side of the mountain, it's turning a new shade of red. Yeah, sometimes the fire you found it don't burn the way you'd expect. Yeah, you thought that this was the end.
Welcome back to 92.7 Aero FM. Hey, Chris.
The next topic is the football tournament.
Chill, Chris. Oh, yeah, that was cool. I was obviously MVP.
The MVP.
I obviously was. And now, moving on to the football tournament.
You were not.
It's my guys.
You were not the MVP, broski.
I was, too.
You were.
Thank you, Chris. Anyway, let's get into the football tournament.
Hello, guys. I'm Max.
What up, chat? I'm Sinet. Hi, it's me, Tyler.
What's up, I'm Owen.
Hi, I'm Chrissy Boy.
We're going to be talking about the Sapphire Upper football tournament.
It was at the Rec and we walked.
We played 4 games, we won 1, tied 1, and we lost 2, unfortunately.
I scored 8 goals for our team. They were some very good goals.
I scored 1 goal, and it was a banger. From halfway, by the way.
I was selling them.
Yeah, Tata, you were cooking. I played goalkeeper, and I did pretty good is what I think.
And Rohan scored 1 goal as well.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
In the first game, we versed Carterton.
Yeah, it was a good game.
They scored the first 2 goals, then I scored 1.
Then Rohan scored 1 goal to make it 2-2.
Then Tatai came off and we lost the match 4-2.
After that, me, Willie and Rohan went to get some sausages from the shop.
The sausages were good. But the fizzies were adults only because they didn't want us to get the stitch.
While Owen and his friends were eating, we were practicing against the fence.
We were doing passing and shooting.
Then it was our time to play again.
We played against our fizzy team.
They scored the first goal, then I scored a goal from halfway.
Yeah, bro, that was a banger.
Then they got a free kick and scored. But then Chris got a throw in and I hit it over the defender and volleyed it. And it went, and then it hit the post and went in. Yeah, Broski, that was a good goal.
We played, no, which one? And did the answer was 2-2.
Some people went to watch the year 5 and 6 games.
In the next game we played against Greytown.
They scored the first 3 goals, then I scored 1 by dribbling past 5 of their players. Then not make the goalie. Then they scored 1 more, then Tatai scored another from a corner.
The answer was 5-2, but we all played very well.
The last game was against Dalefield.
Tatai was subbed off first, and the teams were fair until Tatai came back on.
Then I came on and scored the first goal. It was a good goal from great passing.
Then Dalefield scored a great goal.
Then Tyza scored 1 more from dribbling past half their team and scoring top end.
Then Dalefield scored another one to make it 2-2.
Then there were 5 minutes left and I scored another goal to complete my hat trick. They were getting so close to scoring again.
Then Tyza scored their final goal to make the end so 4-2.
All of Tyza's goals were great in that game and I would have scored. Unfortunately, it hit the crossbar. It would have been an odd all-right goal.
So I scored 4 goals in the final game and 8 goals in the whole tournament.
I was goalkeeper, but it was super hard.
So in conclusion, it was super fun and respectful.
Guess we better hand the mic back to the MCs.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Toodles.
Bye, chat.
I did so well in the football tournament.
But you were a goalie most of the time.
Yeah, and what about it?
You didn't score any goals.
What do you mean? I scored, like, 3.
You mean you conceded, like, 3?
I scored more than you.
Yeah, sure. I also scored a top men's banger from outside the box, like Ronaldo.
Oh, is that why you screamed, "My grandma's Portuguese! Sue!"
Anyway, the football tournament was pretty cool, and
I got player of the day twice for being such a kind guy.
Mm-hmm, being a kind guy, sure.
Anyway, what do we have next?
Well, let me check my schedule.
Stop saying that every time I ask you to check.
Why?
Because, you know.
Well, next is
the Grand Friends Liturgy.
That was a very cool day.
Yep, okay. Go, Felix.
Talking about the baking stuff about our grandparents' liturgy.
Hi, I'm Kayla, and I think the liturgy went well.
What do you think?
Yeah, I think it all went good as well. And the bacon was so yum. I made the raspberry and white chocolate slice with Ariella.
Hi, I'm Ariella. I agree, we did pretty well. The baking was fun and the grand friends that came looked like they had a great time.
Oh, sorry I'm late. It's Princess again, and I agree with everyone here.
Oh yeah, I tried the brownie. It was good, and you guys did great making it. I made the chocolate chip cookies with Zeke, but we may have forgot the baking powder.
Felix, the baking powder! Oh my gosh, you are hopeless!
Anyways, let's talk about the liturgy, guys.
Yeah, Elsie, Kayla, Princess Riley, Slutcher, Fletcher and I did the readings.
Yep.
I don't know much in liturgy, mostly just the baking.
Yeah, we could tell.
Good one, Kayla.
I don't get what's funny.
Ariella, are you living under a rock?
She might be.
Hey, don't say that about my cousin.
Wow, Kayla, defensive.
Kayla.
There were so many grandparents and grandfriends there, it filled up the whole room.
It was crazy.
It was so full that some classes like Rumi Tucker and Taki Timu had to attend the liturgy by Zoom.
Oh, how that reminds me of 2020.
Ariella, snap out of it. We need to talk about more other things. About other things, not just 2020.
Yeah.
After the liturgy, we shared Kai.
The food was so good.
For the kids' share, we had jelly, sausages, biscuits, and more delicious food.
I feel hungry now.
Me too.
Yeah, we should probably hand the mic to the MCs because it's our break time now.
Yep, say bye, guys.
Bye.
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 See you later. Back to you, MCs.
I wish my grandparents were there, but they're in Cambodia.
It's okay, Batman.
But the liturgy was pretty cool.
It was mid.
Did you not like being on Zoom?
I guess that was kind of funny.
And the food was nice.
I guess.
And having all the grandfriends gathering at school was cool as well.
I guess.
Can you stop saying that?
I guess.
Stop it, bro.
I guess.
That's it. You're fired. Get out of here.
No. I was just joking, bro.
Don't stop saying it.
I guess.
Get out. Okay, I'm throwing you out.
Wait.
And our next thing is our amazing story by Zeke and Fletcher. I'm really looking forward to this, Brandon. Yes, me too, Brandon. I have high expectations from Zeke. Yeah, no pressure.
Take it away, Zeke.
Where did you come from?
Stanley, one of the many oblivious victims, was casually scrolling on what people now call the internet. He was clearly looking for something, but even he didn't know what it was. A notification popped up on the top of the screen, simply titled C&A Application. Stanley reached out to tap the indication, thinking there was another one of those annoying pop-ups. He was wrong. Dear Stanley, we are excited to announce a new research company heading your way, Catalogues and Anomalies, or C&A. We won't spill too much information, but the job is simple. Collect loose assets and other documents. Bring them to the van parked outside. Leave the location. If you're up for the task, just sign here. Now, Stanley was kicked out of a previous job due to the location being sold to a rich couple, and Stanley desperately needed the money. So?
Let's do this, he smiled. Stanley got some more actually important information about the job. One day could pay at least $1,500. In other words, a lot. Plus, he'll meet some other new co-workers. He parked his car outside what looked to be an abandoned office, with a gazebo placed near the entrance. Three other employees stepped out of a containment van.
Sup, newbie, one of them spoke. Don't annoy this guy too, a sassy lady groaned. Clearly, they must have been working for a while. Sorry about him, he's gone a bit cuckoo. Hey, the impolite guy screamed. Stanley, like any other human being, decided to ask for the employees' names.
I'm Sophie, the sassy one answered. I'm Jackson, don't wear it out, the impolite guy expressed. So, Stanley started, should we start this epic quest for glory? Wow, tough crowd.
As soon as the gang walked out inside the office, they all suddenly had goosebumps. The walls had cracks all over them, with smudges of presumably red paint scattered around it. It's probably ketchup, Stanley spoke. Ha, it's clearly gooey blood.
Ooh,
Jackson replied. Is this what happens everywhere? We just decide to go into any old decrepit place? Well, duh, that's where all the juicy lore is, interrupted Sophie. I'm sorry, out of all the 171,476 words in the English dictionary, you use lore? Stanley screamed, instantly knowing she goes on her phone a bit too much.
After finding at least 48 files and assets in just 10 minutes, things started to become off. Really off. Jackson notices a faint black figure down the hallway. Hey, maybe we should head back, shouted Jackson with fear in his eyes. Huh, I'm sorry, I thought you were the heroic nasty man in all this, Sophie spluttered. Suddenly, Jackson notices the figure, now much closer.
Like, I can't believe, after a week, you've practically gone insane, a lunatic, a psycho. As Sophie continues on, the figure slowly limps towards the group. Jackson gazes at what looks to clearly be a humanoid scribbled figure, with multiple crudely drawn face parts to make up a deformed face. Jackson didn't like it.
Guys, turn around, Jackson screamed, stepping back towards the gang. The figure suddenly runs toward the locker and starts banging on it aggressively. The lights flicker as if it was trying to tell them that something was coming. A bright red hue slowly brightens from behind a closed door. Maybe we should hide from whatever is coming, Stanley suggested with quick thinking.
As the gang constantly try to find a locker to hide in, loud banging startles them, most likely from behind the door. Suddenly, everything goes silent before the door bursts open, revealing a smiling face with an uncanny, toothy grin. It rushes through the room, then leaves. Everyone leaves their locker, all except for Sophie, whose body lay dead on the ground.
Everyone was speechless and terrified. No, Sophie, we needed her. Her intelligence was so significant, Jackson spoke, showing some compassion and care for her. I think we should leave now. Suddenly, a large, black, goopy hand reached down from a giant panel in the ceiling, grabbed Jackson by the throat, and yanked him into the abyss. Stanley needed to leave, and fast.
Stanley sprinted from room to room, avoiding tumbling furniture, trying to escape this horrible hellscape. Then, he came across a waiting room, with multiple TV screens scattered around the walls, with the words, "Now serving... dot dot dot." Near the exit was a mannequin with a chair's legs as its own, and a TV stuck to its skeletal head.
It panned towards Stanley, lifted its arm with a tooled end, and reached forward slowly. Stanley felt stuck in place, frozen by fear. He knew he couldn't leave now. This was the end for him. He knew it. The figure rolled towards Stanley on four mismatched black wheels and forcefully grabbed him by the neck. It lifted its arm with a sharp object that looked like a screwdriver and plunged it straight into Stanley's heart.
As he took his final breath, he thought about the adventure he had embarked on and the friends he'd lost along the way, Sophie and Jackson. The last thing he saw was the TV lunging into his face.
Fatality.
The end.
Oh. Wow.
That was... Brendan, you there?
I can't believe Stanley...
And alive.
Yeah, I thought that at least Stanley would live. His death was very gruesome.
Yeah, the main character is supposed to have plot armor.
Well, it's like a cool twist that I did not expect.
Brendan, are you losing your voice?
Yeah.
Well...
What?
Chill, Brendan.
My bad.
Are you okay?
I'm fine.
I'm gonna...
What?
I'm gonna go dance outside.
That's so...
I'm gone.
Okay. Well, next up is another song from our very cool DJ, Riley. Let's see what song she has for us today.
Hey, back again. For my second song, I'm playing the massive global hit Die Die by Shakira and Burna Boy. It was the official 2026 World Cup anthem and has over 500 million YouTube views. So get ready for a super slow song, because this will get you up on your feet.
future strong. Die, die, ego, darling, darling, let's go. Die, die, ego, darling, darling, let's go.
Well, that was a good song.
Especially from the World Cup as well.
Yeah, World Cup music is peak. Well, anyway.
I can't stop thinking about the Vanishing Point art we done before in class.
Yeah, it was so fun to do, and it looked so good after we finished.
Yeah, I can't wait for the art show where there will be choir, dancing, and visual art.
It's going to be very good, I can't wait.
You really wanted to do the dancing, but I won't be.
It's okay, Brendan. You can in college. Let's hand it to the people who are advertising it.
Okay, see you soon.
Hey, it's me, Riley.
I'm Max.
Willie here.
I'm Fletcher.
What's up?
And I'm Tyler. What up, besties?
So, this term is very exciting because we have...
The Art Show!
We'll be doing so many things.
Dancing.
Singing.
And of course, there'll be some visual art as well.
Duh, it's an art show.
That's why I said it.
Guys, where is it?
Tata, you don't know?
You literally go here.
Not my fault. I zoned out.
The art show will be at the Anzac Hall in Featherston, right across from our school.
Oh!
I'm most excited for dancing. We are doing a 90s-themed dance.
Of course you are.
I'm most excited for singing.
But Willie, you're not singing in the choir.
Yeah, Willie, I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm excited to hear it.
Oh, I was confused.
What songs are you doing for choir?
I guess I have to answer because no one else is doing it.
I Knew It, I Knew You, Man in the Mirror, Man I Need, ABC, I Lived, and Nice to Meet You.
How do you know that?
I have my ways.
Whoa, that's silly.
Yeah, I don't think that's a good thing, but anyways.
So, is that all we need to talk about? I'm tired.
Nope, we need to talk about when it is.
Oh, dang it.
Wait, when is it?
I think we'll have to ask Mrs. Matthews. She's basically running the whole thing, but the class up. Let me go ask.
Riley, you can't just... she's gone.
What art is our class doing again?
I think we're doing some watercolored art.
Yeah, it's like a hallway or something. It's super hard.
I'm back!
We hear you.
It's in week 10 in September from 5:30 to 7:30, but I don't know the date.
We'd love if you come see us.
Yep, we'll make sure to put on a show.
So basically, if you love singing, dancing, 90s music, and amazing art, make sure to come along.
Make sure to have fun as well.
And bring all your friends and family.
We'll see you there.
On the 14th of September.
Bye.
Yeah, the arts show sounds cool.
I guess.
I told you not to say that.
Okay, it was a joke.
Well, anyway, what do we have next?
Well, according to my amazing schedule, we have...
I forgot.
Well, it's a musical interlude performed by Zeke and Luca.
Music interlude? What's that?
Wait, don't you know what that is?
Am I supposed to?
Of course.
I can't be bothered.
Well, Zeke and Luca will play the piano and a song of their choice.
Ooh, that sounds cool.
I know, right?
Okay, take it away, Zeke.
Zeke here from before.
And I'm Luca.
Today, me and Luca have decided to play some of our piano skills just because I'm bored.
Anyways, I'll be playing Sunset of Seven Suns by Toby Fox.
And I'll be playing Elevator Jam by Elsplash.
Anyways, I'm going to play first.
Who decided that?
Me. Anyways, I'm going to play now.
Right, I'll now play the song I've mentioned earlier. Let's get this over. I should probably skedaddle now. See ya.
I guess I'm a head out now too.
That was Impressive.
I expected no less.
Okay, sure.
Well, what do we have next?
A story!
What do you mean?
What do you mean, what do I mean?
You know what I mean. We don't have another story.
But we always have a story.
We already did one.
No, we didn't.
Yes, we did.
Okay, well, whoever's next, take the mic, please.
Okay, I'm next.
I mean the next topic.
But you're an MC, you should know this stuff.
You're an MC too.
No, I'm not.
What do you mean?
What's an MC?
Whoever's next, just take the mic, please.
Okay.
Not you!
Okay.
Okay, next person, take the mic, please. I'll just place it here. Okay, who's next? Take the mic.
Hello, I guess I'll take the mic. This is my final song for Livewire's Turn 3. For the grand finale, I'll be ending this little DJ interludes with Opalite by Taylor Swift. This song has reached 863 million streams across Spotify and YouTube. So let's end it with the groove.
I had a bad habit of missing lovers past. My brother used to call it eating out of the trash. It's never gonna last. I thought my house was haunted. I used to live with ghosts and all the perfect couples. Said when you know, you know. See it again. Life is a song, it ends when it ends. I was wrong, but my mama told me it's alright. You were dancing through the lightning strikes. Keep this candle on, it's night. But now the sky is open. Couldn't understand it, why you felt alone. You were in it for real. She was in her phone, and you were just a pose. And don't we try to love, love. We give it all we got. Finally left the table. And what a simple thought. You're starving till you're not. Thank you.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to 92.7 Aero FM LiveWise. That was song so good.
I object. I'm not a fan at all.
I guess.
Anyway, what's next, Brendan? I kind of forgot.
It's all the work we have done around our school.
Oh, nice.
Let's get into it. Take the mic, girls.
Hey, Pookies.
Hey, it's me, Elsie.
So recently, we had some work get done around our school.
One of the things that we worked on was our garden at the front of our school.
Isn't it beautiful?
I know, it's such an amazing environment to be in.
Our special garden is actually in memory of our beloved Mrs. Sankey.
We have a white quarter-shaped sculpture that was made shortly after she passed.
And now we can sit with her during morning tea and lunch.
And remember all the memories we have with her. I miss her so much.
Me too.
And the flowers they planted were so pretty.
I think they were pink ones in barrels.
Yeah, they were.
It's such a beautiful area compared to what it was.
Yeah, it was literally just grass.
I know, right?
Isn't there something else we were supposed to talk about?
The bins! We got a new bin shed so we can store our bins tight.
Yeah, the old one kind of...
collapsed, broke, got destroyed, eliminated, crushed. Take your pick.
Oh, more like ruptured.
Oh yeah, I guess you could say that.
Wait, how did it actually break?
Why are you asking so many questions?
Whoa, that was my first question, Riley.
I just really wanted to say that.
So...
so what?
Answer my question.
Okay, I'll answer your question.
Good.
The wind broke it.
Okay.
Maybe show some appreciation for my answer.
Oh, sorry. Thank you so much, Riley. Very appreciated.
Yeah, we've got to stop yelling.
I agree.
Oh, I completely forgot about the quad roof.
Right. So in the big storm, our school's quad roof just ripped off.
It looked so different without a roof.
Yeah, it was fixed though. Good as new.
So to conclude this section,
Right, the conclusion. Who's saying it?
I don't really know.
Okay, thank you to the builders for providing us the beautiful garden in memory of Miss Sankey.
And thanks to our school for the bin shed.
And thank you to the people who repaired our quad roof.
That pretty much wraps it up. Bye!
That was my line.
What?
Anyways, that pretty much wraps it up. Bye! Back to you, MCs.
Well, that's cool to know.
Yeah, the garbage bins absolutely got demolished in the storms.
Yeah, and the quad roof, that was...
yeah.
At least they came back.
Well, I'm glad all the stuff came back.
I hope it doesn't happen again.
Hopefully.
Well, what's next?
I don't know, a barbecue.
Are you that hungry that you're asking for a barbecue in the middle of LiveWise?
No, actually, the next thing is literally a barbecue.
No, you're just hungry.
No, look, it actually is.
Whoa, I didn't know that. When did we have that?
At the tournaments, bro.
Oh.
Well, who was on the barbecue?
Riley and Socha, I think.
Who's Socha?
You know who she is.
But she's not even in LiveWise.
Bro, yes she is.
Okay, stop talking, Brennan. Just give the mic to them.
No, I don't want to.
Don't be a baby.
I'm not.
Sure, pal.
Fine, take the mic, people.
Hi, I'm Socha.
Hey.
So for the football tournament, we did the barbecue with Zeke and Abby.
We sold freshly cooked sausages along with a selection of flavoured milk in both bottles and cartons, juice boxes, and hot drinks, including coffee and tea.
There was something to suit all ages, and the event provided a welcoming atmosphere where people could enjoy a meal while supporting our fundraiser.
The BBQ was well received, and the range of refreshments helped make the day enjoyable for everyone who attended.
Remember our rush hour?
I'm getting PTSD.
What?
Anyway, our rush hour was crazy! There were so many people, I've convinced myself I've given more than 20 people the wrong amount of change.
And the wrong order. How much money did we raise?
Don't ask me, because I have no clue. I think.
But I'm not the right person to...
Oh, wait! Over 1,500, I think. At least, that's what I remember.
Way to cut a person off, but still. What?
We did a good job. One more thing I remember was these girls who looked at the options for more than 5 minutes and all they got was a fruit string. I asked them like 6 times if they had decided, but nope.
Like, come on, people. There's people waiting in line.
As well as the barbecue, we also played a few games of soccer.
We did pretty good, actually, but eventually I got tired.
Well, Sacha, I think we've covered everything.
Wait!
Okay.
We can't forget to mention the adults, Jess and Courtney, who helped us.
Yeah, thank you guys so muchy!
Okay, now, we've covered everything. Bye!
Bye-bye!
Wow, I can't believe all that happened when we were playing soccer.
Yeah, I didn't think there would be so much drama there.
Yeah, I thought it was just the barbecue.
For real.
I mean, at least they had a good time.
Yeah.
I kind of want to be a barbecuer, but I'd rather play soccer.
Yeah, same.
Well, anyway.
I wish I could get a fizzy, though.
Don't interrupt me. But yeah, I want one too.
I was willing to pay $20 and they still didn't like me.
20? Really?
Anything for a Fanta.
Wow.
I don't know why they didn't take it, though.
Well, I think the next thing is...
We talk about fizzies, not whatever you're talking about.
But it's important.
I don't care.
Why?
I need my Fanta.
Really?
Anyways, now, Ariella, Elsie, and Fletcher are going to do a rap.
What about Felix? Anyway, take it away, guys.
Taki Timu, every day's a different story. Walk through the gates, nobody chasing glory. Got people who can draw, people who can lead, people who stay quiet but they still succeed.
Some on the court, some deep in the book. Everybody's got a lane if you stop and look. Teachers sit in standard, we meet it halfway. Then we push a little further every single day.
No one's perfect, that's just how it goes. Learn from the misses, that's how everybody goes. St. Teresa's on the front, on the uniform we wear. Showing respect is a heart when it's already there.
Back in the room, and we're straight to the mission. Everybody's got a voice, everybody's got a vision. Every day is shared, then we share a plan. The event's been done because we know we can.
Some take the lead, some work behind scenes. Different roles, same goals, you know what I mean. Keep it respectful, never chasing the drama. Learning every day, getting sharper and smarter.
From the first school bell to the end of the day, always finding new ways to improve what we make. St. Teresa's is a place where we're learning and we're growing. Step after step, keeping all of us going.
Well, that's our wrap, which means we can now say, let's wrap this up.
Ha, 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 that's so funny, Brendan.
I know, right?
Well, anyway, what's next?
That was the last thing, Chris.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
No, look at my schedule.
No, thanks, I'm good.
Why?
Stop asking questions.
Is that really it? What the time is?
I don't know.
Well, what now?
We can sit and chat until it ends.
But it isn't ending right now.
I don't know. I'm having a mind blank.
But I don't know what to do right now.
Do we just say bye?
Maybe, I think.
I mean, do we want to?
Yeah, I want to go home, to be honest.
But I kind of like this.
Nah, no more. Go home now.
No.
Why?
Well, it'll be fine. We can do this next year.
No, we can't.
What do you mean?
Well, we're going to college.
No, I don't want to go to college.
It'll be cool.
Well, okay. Let's go now.
Okay, well, that's it for LiveWire.
I hope everyone listening to this masterpiece enjoyed this.
I know they did.
Okay.
All right, bye.
Bye, people. Have a great rest of your day.